L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
And a good Wednesday morning to you, and welcome into Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. 4 hours of fun and a lot of things to get into, as usual. Darren McFarland, that's me, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe alongside for the ride, Elijah Campbell, manning things at our game studios. Paul Feinbaum coming up in about 15 minutes, our weekly chat with him. Mike Vrabel will speak to the media at noon today as they get prepared for the Jags. What is going on in Jacksonville these days? Doesn't seem a lot of Titans preparation. At least not for the head coach.
They're embracing the grind. That's what they're doing.
I don't know about they. Maybe one person.
Their head coach is.
Yeah, their head coach.
Got a press conference coming up here.
Oh, do they?
Herb
does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think according to Robbie and Rex Road, it is coming up in about 25 minutes or so.
Mm. We're going to have to monitor that situation.
Mm. No, I'm sure nobody will be tweeting him about anything he says.
We won't know anything. There's been a lot of angles. It felt like a Monday night football game or a Sunday night football game in that bar that night. In Columbus over the weekend, because there seems to be a lot of extra angles that have been added in there, a lot of extra viewpoints to what old Herb was doing, and it just did exactly – it told us exactly what we already said on this show without seeing those Monday night and Sunday night football angles. Yeah, Herb's full of you-know-what. Yeah, his whole thing of what he said at the press conference, yeah, give me a break. Trying to get pulled out on the dance floor, like, so stupid I should have left. Urban, just stop it, dude. You're so pathetic. It's so bad. He's such a tremendous football coach, but man, does he lack one. He's a big phony in the human being department. Big phony. That whole Trevor Lawrence thing we got into with Tim Hasselbeck. What is Trevor Lawrence thinking today about his head coach? This guy's a clown, is what he's thinking.
He's like, thinking, hey, Shad, here's Dabo's number. If you'd like to give him a call, that's probably what he's thinking.
Although I don't know if Jacksonville's going to dabble in the college ranks twice in a row. That would be a tough sell, probably.
I don't know. I mean, because you can't really base this situation on college or pro or whatever. This is just a sleazy human being a sleazy human. That's what this is. So I don't know if I agree with you on that. I think if Dabo, and I obviously throw out Dabo for the obvious reasons, but if he was interested and this was the time for him to try it, if he wanted to try it, I think they would have that conversation.
I would say the biggest thing that he would have going in his corner is that they spent a first and a second round pick on two former guys of his. Two guys that are going to be pretty important to their franchise, especially the quarterback.
Correct.
So, yeah, that would be a big card in his favor for sure. But – let's also not act like the college, plucking guys out of the college has done wonders for the NFL ranks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard transition.
It's produced a lot more failures than success stories.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I still think that, they're going to try. I mean, I would think that there are going to be, seems like there's one a year, a college coach makes the jump, and it'll probably continue to happen. Teams will continue to try.
I think the biggest thing going for the Titans is not the distraction angle when it comes to the Jags are distracted, because I don't believe for a minute that locker room is distracted. I think they could care less. I think they're looking at him going, just rolling their eyes. And it's just business as usual. And there's a whole staff of coaches in there. They're doing their thing. I do think the head coach is going to be it's hard to believe or buy that he isn't going to be completely distracted. And let's just say he's not going to have full attention on the Titans on Sunday. And that's kind of a big deal when your head coach is thinking about other things. Like, I'm sure it's pretty frosty at home right now, and I'm sure he's pretty uncomfortable right now with his situation at home. And you don't think that, by the way, he is a human being. We've gone over this before. Not robots. He is a human being, and that does weigh on him. And you do wonder how much of that is going to affect Jacksonville. Like, I don't think the players give a crap. I think they're rolling their eyes and they're laughing. Like, it's already been reported. But so I don't think it's going to affect them on the field. I do wonder how much is it going to affect the ability of Urban Meyer to coach on Sunday.
I don't think it's going to affect him that much. He's been through all kinds of stuff before. This isn't the first time.
He's not a saint?
Well, let's just use the Ohio State example with the coach on his staff that he basically blew off all of the things that were going on, downplayed it. Like, what's the big deal? For a long time, and then it became a firestorm, and he got suspended. He got through that. I mean, so this is – he's been through it. So sometimes I think you get in a crisis, you enjoy coaching more. Like, you just dive into the coaching part even more. So I don't know. I mean, I don't pretend to
– that was a
to
college,
know one way
though.
Or the other.
You can out-athlete. You don't really have to out-scheme in college. You don't really have to out-game plan. You can just out-athlete teams on certain Saturdays in college. So I don't know who the opponents were, because you're right. He's littered with all this stuff. Obviously, this is all
I think in Florida
sarcasm.
He had his share of guys getting crazy off the field. I mean, just some nutty stuff. With some of the behaviors of his
that he
players.
Overlooked.
Oh, you mean they Aaron Hernandez and who are the twins? The Pouncey twins.
Yeah.
Percy Harvin. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Yeah. NFL scout friends of mine telling me when they go to Gainesville to scout the Gators, they would go to the campus police department first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be their first stop before they had to head over to the facilities. They would stop in to say hello to the campus police and see what they could dig up on the current roster. Yeah.
So, and I would also ask the question without knowing the answer. I'm just throwing it out there that when something like this comes out on video, you do wonder – is this just bad luck? That's the first time that's happened, or
it's not the first time.
I mean, so is this anything new for that family? I'm just throwing it out there. Is that much of a revelation? I know it's embarrassing publicly, so that's probably a factor here. But I don't know.
Unfortunately,
I don't know that the Titans can sit there and go, well, you're going to get a really bad version of Jacksonville.
Well, I didn't say that the Titans are doing that. I'm
Titans
saying,
are business as usual.
Right, but is
they got their own problems.
Is it going to affect how the head coach, coaches their game?
Yeah, the Titans
their
are,
preparation.
The Titans need to be trying to figure out how to sign Stephon Gilmore, but that's another subject.
Once again, we're in love with a guy who has been released by his team, who has been a great player. But what version of Stephon Gilmore?
I bet it's better than the version of Jackrabbit Jenkins that they currently have.
That may be true, but I just say buyer beware on a player why is he being released? Well,
you don't have to guarantee anything, and you can get it on the cheap for the rest of the year. So,
I'm on this one, I'm in, because they look like they need some help there. I also would love to know more about what the heck is Caleb Farley's outlook in the coming weeks. So do they have any plans of playing this guy, or is this going to be a redshirt season like a lot of their rookies? So I think Gilmore is absolutely worth a look. But before we just start saying, hey, here's this he's 31 years old. He didn't have a great year last year, and he's been released. Now, the money is a big part of the equation for New England, I would imagine.
But right, that's why they did it. He was coming
off. Richard Sherman got picked up by the Bucks, but what Richard Sherman are you getting?
Well, if I'm being honest, I think Gilmore's probably also going to be picked up by the Bucks, but because they still need corner help.
They're desperate.
Got,
yeah.
They got. I mean that was
depleted.
A win, but that was a loss.
Yeah.
You know, because it probably didn't feel like a win on Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and today, right?
So that's a good point, is there's not going to just be one phone call.
There's probably going
to be a lot of suitors for Gilmore.
There'll
so
be a lot.
It's not going to be just, give him the league minimum and just give him a shot.
Have the Rams ever been afraid to go after a big name? No.
No.
No. They're kind of in go-for-it mode, too.
But real quick on Urban, if you're Shad Khan or Trent Baalke, the GM, and more comes out, there's more video, and we all know that everybody's opinion changes when you actually have the visual to see.
The video
changes a lot of things. I think we all sit here and we say, okay, this probably isn't the first time that something like this has happened with Urban
Meyer. It's the first time it's gone viral.
But
he's had to answer questions about it.
And so now it's the prominent thing that everybody's talking about. So if you're Shad Khan, and I know he released a statement yesterday, and Trent Baalke, are you sitting in a room going, yeah, he doesn't need to be on the sideline on Sunday. He just needs to take a week off.
Well, I thought, but they've already come out with their statements. I'm satisfied.
But more has come out since
then. It's like
then.
Back
we've
to school.
We've seen more angles since then.
We've talked to him. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, we've seen some angles.
Did you really need to see some more angles?
Well, no, in all seriousness, I mean, look, the first one was enough. But, yeah, when you see more, it's like, oh, my gosh, like Urban.
I seen all the angles? They feel like I've seen more than one angle.
Well, you have because I sent the other one.
I had seen that one.
Oh, you had? Oh, yeah. I had not. I had seen the original.
That angle is get a room. That's what that.
Well, that's what I was referring to yesterday. I was referring to that angle yesterday.
I'm sorry. I didn't see that one. I didn't know this is a stick up. I didn't see that this is a stick up. You know, angle. I just saw the grind, and that's it. That was enough for me to already know that he was completely inappropriate.
Well, that's what I was referring to, trying to be tasteful about it. that there's a violation there.
There's
you know what I mean? It's a full on grope.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's more than a grope.
You're right. Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that's what you were referring to.
Oh, I was referring to that angle.
Okay, let's quickly because we got to get to Feinbaum on the other side, and we probably should.
It's probably
just
a good thing.
Yeah, go to the phones anyway. Leo is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What's up?
Okay, good.
And
good
we lost
call.
Him.
Good
he's
call.
Thanks, Leo. He's tried twice. Maybe he's just in a bad cell. All right, we'll come back. Paul Feinbaum on the other side. Hey, Paul. We'll do that next here on the DDC, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thank you, Matias. We agree. You know what that music means. Yeah, every day starting at 2 o'clock when we're off the air. We go off the air. He comes on the air, our next guest. He can be heard, by the way, his show on 94.9. He's Paul Feinbaum. He's brought to you by MTGRT.com, your live and local mortgage expert. Paul, good morning. Urban Meyer, your thoughts?
I think every day that he continues as the head coach of the Jaguars is one more day of disarray and dysfunctionality for that program, and he just needs to go. I don't think it's really a tough decision. I think when the owner comes out 4 games into the season and essentially says you have to win our trust back, you're gone. You guys understand the NFL better than I do. If I understand the reports correctly, after Urban walked in that locker room and apologized the other day, he got laughed at. But that's just who he is. He's a joke. He was a great college football coach, but as an NFL coach, he's a total fraud.
In all seriousness, Paul, look, and there's a lot of people, there's a lot of theories out there that I know you know about, and for people that want to laugh at him, it is Urban Meyer, so I don't laugh at him that he could be plotting, you know, his way out, and he'll still get paid. I mean, it could be a great strategy for him. But in all seriousness, while I have never said flattering words about Urban Meyer on this show for years and years and years, because I've been around him when the cameras weren't around him, and he's not a very nice human being. He's not very likable at all. But I've always said he's a hell of a coach. But at this point, with everything we know about this man, at this point, why, even if you're USC or whoever, if this ends in Jacksonville, why would you really want to sign up for Urban Meyer at this point?
Yeah, let's end that conversation quickly. USC is not going to hire him. I mean, that's not conceivable. They have a new president out there, Carol Foltz, a new AD, Mike Bone, and it would be the upset of the century if that happened, because they are trying to clean up that program. They're trying to, you know, plant a flag and say we are the new USC. I don't mean that Helton did anything nefarious. They just need a new fresh start, and you don't get it with this guy. This guy is old news, and that's why he made such a colossal mistake. He got taken in by a typical billionaire owner. He could have had his pick of college jobs, and they'll start coming open pretty quickly, other than the SC job, but not now. I mean, you've already talked about it ad nauseum, but you know, you go through the first mistake he made with the strength and conditioning coach, countless other coaches with practice, the Tebow disaster, and now this. And I'm not saying, you know, what we saw Thursday night was pretty good in terms of effort and performance against a very average NFL team, and the schedule has not really bit his enemy at the moment. But it's not going to turn around, and I don't think you can overcome losing your locker room this early in the tenure. He may have done that already before this incident, but. It's just common sense. You lose a game, you get on the plane. I mean, Urban Meyer has all the money in the world, and he can fly back and hop right on another private plane the next morning and go to Columbus and see his grandchildren, because Thursday night games mean you have a couple of days off. But it's the optics are beyond comprehension, and I don't think you overcome this. I really don't.
Ironically, the Titans, next up for them, is down in Jacksonville against the Jags this Sunday. So let's bring this then a little bit closer to home. We're both in SEC country. We both talk SEC a ton. LSU now has learned that cornerback Derek Stingley Jr., who's outstanding, is going to be a high, high NFL draft pick, is out indefinitely. He's had a procedure done on his foot. LSU's already not having a good season. If this continues to spiral the wrong way, downhill, there's already a lot of people saying, you know, Coach O could be out. I mean, then let's say that big, huge job is open in the SEC. Do you think they would dare go down that road and start, you know, and pick up the phone and call his people?
I don't, because – of all the SEC jobs, I think LSU is perhaps the most unique in terms of fit. You have to understand the environment you're in, and I don't think that's Urban Meyer. And I know he coached at Florida, but you know, he was probably more comfortable at Ohio State. That's his native country, and I cannot imagine Urban Meyer. The idea of Urban Meyer going down to Lafayette. And talking to a booster club, and they say, "Come on, coach, let's go have some crawfish etouffee." I mean, he would look at them like you're out of your mind. I don't mean to be Sherman-esque in saying that nobody would hire Urban Meyer, because I mean, it's been proven time and time again. But knowing Scott Woodward, the athletic director, knowing that his last two football hires were Chris Peterson at Washington and Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. Urban Meyer does not fill that template. He does fill it in terms of big, but big with way too much baggage.
Yeah. By the way, that was a good win for Auburn, which was interesting. They had not won there since 1999. But what do you make of all the chatter around their head coach? I mean, Tony Franklin came out in his podcast. You've got some former Auburn alums or players. Gene Chizik hasn't exactly been glowing about. There's a lot of stuff around Brian. What do you make about what's going on at Auburn, or is there anything going on Auburn in your opinion? You've got a better pulse and a better feel for that situation than us, so tell us.
Well, remember, a lot of people didn't want him. The favorite of the good old boys was Kevin Steele. And I don't necessarily think that would have been a great choice, but that's who they wanted. So they had Brian Harsin crammed down their throat by Alan Green, who's the athletic director there. He's been there a couple of years. I give him credit. I mean, you go against the good old boys of Auburn, and you better have a resume ready, because I spent 30 years in that state. I know the way it works. I don't think Brian Harsin is in any great jeopardy right now. I heard what Tony Franklin said, and Tony's a smart football guy. But I think beating LSU will quiet everyone down, and I think we're going to see that from Auburn this year. They'll win games. They'll lose games they're not supposed to. But I think had he lost the game and looked bad and the quarterback situation had become a disaster, It would have been a mess, but you know, it's pretty remarkable, guys, what winning a big football game means. You guys know that.
Oh, boy. That is for sure. Let's talk to Paul Feinbaum a little more, talking some SEC football. And Paul, we saw Georgia a couple weeks ago just come in and, you know, roll through Vanderbilt. That's one thing. Then they completely do pretty much the same thing to Arkansas with Stetson Bennett starting the game, who we all feel like is limited, right? He's a good overachiever, but he's not a great quarterback. And yet, Georgia, it was men against boys against Arkansas. So how scary good is Georgia in your mind?
Their defense is the best we've seen in a long time. And when you can impose your will like that, the other team virtually has no chance unless you have a dynamic quarterback, which Arkansas did not have. And besides, Arkansas's two best players on offense, the quarterback and the wide receiver, were banged up. So you could have seen that happening, although a lot of us got caught up in the Sam Pittman is the story of the year mania. But Georgia will continue. I mean, this week they have Auburn, next week Kentucky. So I don't think we'll learn. I think they'll roll into Auburn. Kentucky's a little bit more interesting. I mean, they're a hard team to watch, but they also have a really solid defense. They've got a couple of key players on offense with a different system. And, you know, they may be a little more dangerous, but right now, and I know this is cliche, I think Georgia has a path to the playoffs, and even Alabama. I don't know how to handicap that game yet because it's really not important. It's 9 weeks away, but you know, anyone who thinks that they're getting to Atlanta other than Alabama or Georgia are crazy, and that goes for Dan Mullen, who does act crazy sometimes.
Well, following up real quick on Kentucky, I mean, and they're winning close games, even against teams outside of ULM that they probably should be pulling away from. But it was close with Missouri. It was close with UTC. It was close with South Carolina, obviously with Florida. But like you said, they're finding a way to win. And outside of Georgia, I mean, I know this week against LSU is not going to be easy by any means, but I don't really see a threat to Kentucky other than Georgia.
Not right now, no. And I think this game will be difficult just psychologically. I interviewed one of their players yesterday, their star running back, and he said, yeah, it was hard. Hard to get over that game quickly. It's the biggest win. It's one of the two or three biggest wins in the last 15 years for Kentucky. So that's understandable. It's probably fortunate they're playing LSU, though, because LSU is a mess. And every time I hear Coach O come in on Monday and talk about how great things are, I'm wondering, you know, is he delusional or is he simply seeing something different than the rest of us are? And you can choose your pick on which one he is. But I like Kentucky too. And right now, yeah, next week we'll get hyped. But you know, Kentucky probably is the second best team in the SEC because there are so many pretenders right now. I mean, what Tennessee did to Missouri was, I thought, the biggest surprise of the weekend. I thought Missouri was a pretty good team. I thought Tennessee would be pedestrian, and to knock to lay 62 points on the board was downright shocking.
Well, let's talk about another matchup of a couple of teams that were exposed, not ready for prime time. Arkansas now turns around and plays Ole Miss after both of them were in the spotlight and got hammered by the powerhouses. So, how do you see that one? That's a big one. I want to see how each team recovers.
Yeah. I think Lane Kiffin's caught a lot of flack because he's easy to praise and easy to criticize. But Lane Kiffin going into Alabama said, you know what, I'm going for broke. I'm not going to try to win this game in the fourth quarter. You know, with my guys versus an NFL team on the other side. So he took some chances and he looked terrible in doing so. But I think he has a better team than Arkansas because he does have a really dynamic quarterback and a decent defense. And still, Arkansas, I just don't think, can manufacture enough points to beat Ole Miss.
My last one, Texas A&M, they get the CBS primetime game here with Alabama coming to town. Like before CBS chose to take this game, so they saw something in Texas A&M. But boy, after watching them, it doesn't look like they're ready for this matchup. But you know, there's a lot riding on this with the expectations that go into all the investments in the coaching staff and everything like that. Do you think they have a chance to at least look good in this game?
No, I don't. I think they lost two offensive linemen yesterday for the year. They're playing with freshmen across the board. They have a quarterback who really can't see straight. I mean, he's the backup, and And until they get Haynes King back, they may be good later in the year, but they're terrible right now. And I just think it, you know, some of it just depends on Alabama. You know, Alabama can play up to the level of the opposition or down to the level. And you know, remember, Alabama's experienced, so they've been to the swamp. Nothing they run into at Kyle Field is going to intimidate them. I think for Jimbo Fisher, he just needs to keep this game within 2 to 3 touchdowns, which would be better than last year when they lost by 28. Now, by the way, I say he needs to do that. Jimbo Fisher has a $95 million guaranteed contract. So if they don't like him, I'm sure he'd be more than willing to take a check for 85 or 90 or however they would decide to do it. But they are easily the most disappointing team of the year. I mean, they finished last year number 4. They were considered a threat to Alabama before the season at Media Days, guys. And I know you were there. This was probably the game of the year in the SEC, and now it's not even the 4th or 5th best game of the weekend.
Paul Feinbaum is with us, and to that point, I mean, didn't they also just extend Jimbo? I mean, I don't know why
it's
you
another
do that.
In the category of why did they feel the need?
They already had this contract that we all kind of turned our heads at, going, what?
Yeah, where was he going?
And then they extend him even more, and they're one of the most, if not the most, overrated teams in football.
Here's my theory on that. Scott Woodward hired him in Texas at Texas A&M. He's now the AD at LSU, and there have been rumors that Coach O, with a bad season, was going to be gone. So I'm assuming that Ross Bjork, who was at Ole Miss, I mean, everybody plays musical chairs in the SEC, you know, he knew what was going on, and he probably said, you know what, I'm going to be preemptive. I'm playing with house money because money is never an object, so I'll just extend the contract. And I still think he could get out of that, though. I don't think there's a big buyout. So, but I don't think Jimbo Fisher is leaving to go to LSU. He did work there once under Nick Saban, and I think Jimbo Fisher and by the way, he almost went there 5 years ago. Jimbo Fisher would have been – they would have fired Les Miles and should have fired Les Miles, but – the old AD got into a bidding war with Jimmy Sexton and said, you know what, I don't think it's worth paying Jimbo Fisher this kind of money. And here we are.
Tennessee opens up a can on Missouri, which, you know, I think that shows us more about Missouri more than maybe it shows us about Tennessee. But Hendon Hooker now the starter, at least moving forward as they go to South Carolina. Has he shown you enough to make you think this is the right guy to run Josh Heupel's offense? Or when they get into the meat of their schedule against some really tough opponents, is he going to get rocked?
He could, but yeah, I like what I see. And the thing that Tennessee hasn't done in the past is beat the bad teams. So, you know, you win this game, you've got a little bit of momentum. And right now, if you're a Tennessee fan, and I know we have a few listening, you start doing the calculus on the schedule and maybe you can get to a bowl game. It was never that difficult to schedule, but I thought the Pittsburgh game was the teller, but Josh Heupel got one back. So now he's got a shot. And I think that would be a significant accomplishment in year one to get to a bowl game. And I really like what he's doing.
Yeah, the way that I look at the schedule is this is one they got to have to stay on path to get 6. I don't think they're better than Ole Miss, so I think Ole Miss takes care of business right there. And then they have at Alabama, at Kentucky, Georgia at home. That's brutal. That's a brutal stretch. And then
nothing there.
And then the out of conference for homecoming in Vanderbilt, they should take care of those. So unless he steals one somewhere, which I can't really tell you where that would be. I mean, this one they have to have.
Yeah, and I think they'll get this. South Carolina is really not a good team. I'm sorry. I mean, they have a better than expected defense, but they don't manufacture points at all. So I think Tennessee wins this game, and then you're right. I don't see that other win either, but don't tell anybody, okay?
Paul, we always enjoy the visits. Thanks for doing this. Have a great show today and a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right, that is Paul Feinbaum, brought to you by MTGRT.com, your live and local mortgage expert. Always good to chat with him. Mm-mm-mm. Always good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Old Urban Meyer.
Hey, Darren, I know this is going to surprise you, but I hope you're sitting down.
I am.
Will Fuller's going to be placed on IR with a broken finger.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's played, what, one game this year or two?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's done?
Well, 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Well, okay. he's out at least three games.
Yeah, but that's normal people. Will Fuller, you have to times it by two. I'd say he's out 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my own diagnosis 6 weeks.
There you go.
Will Fuller. We'll come back. More on the other side as you listen to Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hey, if you want a chance to win Predators tickets during the month of October, which we're currently in, all you have to do is post a picture of your radio dial. Yes. Post a picture of you listening to us on your radio dial on 102.5 The Game. Yeah. Put it on social media, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram when they're up and running. Tag The Game and use the hashtag #TicketDash to be instantly qualified to win. Show us your dash, and that's brought to you by Social Furniture, Shop Local, Shop Social. I saw where Zuckerberg had a bad day the other day. I think he lost $6 billion.
I saw seven.
Six or seven billion dollars in a day.
Jump change.
To him, yeah.
Still, that hurts.
It hurts whatever level you're on. If you're even at his level, that hurts. I mean, it does. But yeah,
7 million's like $20 to me. But
it's not like he
billion?
Googled Groupon today because he needed a a coupon to go out to eat. But still, I mean, 6 or 7 billion in a day hurts. That hurts. How would you think of what Paul Feinbaum said? I was looking at LSU's schedule. You know, last year they were 5-5, and it's like, okay, all SEC or all conference schedule, COVID, okay, everybody got a pass. But still,
lost
for LSU standards, yeah, lost a bunch. But for LSU standards, like 5-5, doesn't exactly sit well down in the Bayou. They go to Lexington this week to take on Kentucky. They don't have their best player on defense. He's out indefinitely. Then they come home to play Florida. Then they go to Oxford to play Ole Miss. Then they have a week off, and then they go to Tuscaloosa to play Alabama. Then they host Arkansas and ULM and Texas A&M to finish up the season. I don't get the sense there's a whole lot of wins in there.
They're a 3.5-point dog this week on the road at Lexington.
6-6, 7-5.
It's kind of what it feels like.
After a 5-5 season, I mean, how much truly time does a national championship buy you?
I think
in the SEC.
In the Bayou.
Yes.
How much does it buy you in the Bayou?
My personal opinion on it is I think you give him one more year. Because they lost so much. I mean, think about all of the talent that they lost after that championship run. You know, give him some recruiting classes to bring in there to try and stock that cupboard back up. And if it's not better next year, I mean, look, you guys know going into this year, I was on the bandwagon, and that clearly was the wrong prediction. I was on the Kentucky bandwagon too. I'm feeling much better about that one than I am LSU. But I think you give him one more year, because do you really think they're not? I agree with Paul. I don't think they're going to hire Urban. I don't think that's who they're going
to
go after.
You've come around to that now.
I've come around to that.
Okay. Because I did say from the start, 0.0.
Well, you were talking about USC.
USC.
This is LSU that we're talking about.
Oh, he's not going to LSU. Well, I guess stranger things have happened. Because there are a lot of people that are saying Urban Meyer should be canned this week. Like, they're going there.
Oh, there's people that don't believe he'll be on the sidelines Sunday.
Well,
so this has escalated for sure, but I don't know.
You still laughing, by the way, at the notion that Herb, this could be a mastermind plan by Herb to get out, get paid, and, by the way, get paid to go away, because that's what will happen. He's got a guaranteed contract.
So you're saying he would be willing to say to his buddy, film me committing a crime, basically? I mean, basically sexually assaulted the woman.
No, I'm not saying that was all. I'm saying now he's like – this whole thing, he's just rolling with it, like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't think I can win here. I've already lost the room. Okay, fire me. Just pay me to go away. Like, is that crazy for Urban Meyer?
Well, and, I mean, Shad Khan could afford it, so.
The question is to your point, Willie, with the new Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football angles, does Jacksonville have the ability to do it with cause and say, we don't owe you anything, man?
Well, I would think those are the circumstances that he would do it or try to come to a settlement.
I think there would be a lot of legal things.
Then it comes to what you were saying at the beginning of the show, Darren, the distraction. Well, now we're talking serious distraction.
Yeah.
Like, I was still sort of under the impression yesterday that it was addressed and they're moving forward. But there's been some more articles popping up of like, what are you thinking? Like, just go ahead and do it now. Like, that might be an overreaction from afar. But because I think the real principle for Urban Meyer is this happened. But it just, he was already losing. He doesn't have the locker room. And as I pointed out in training camp, I was like, the Jacksonville, that locker room, nobody's had that locker room. Like, who are these guys to complain about new ideas and things like that? But there does appear to be a lack of credibility going in. And then this happens. And so that is a bad formula. That's a bad combination. But man, you talk about intensifying in a hurry, a lack of credibility. But I don't know. We'll see.
A lot of people who've been covering the league a long time have been putting out some pretty damning stuff about Urban Meyer in the last 24 hours, 48 hours.
I mean, I think if he makes it through, through all of this in the next couple weeks, okay, that's one thing. But I stand by that I think this is one and done. I don't see a future here. But based on this incident and then all the other reports about how the players feel about him and all of those things.
Well, this is going to escalate. When I brought this up to Tim and he agreed, there's no doubt this is in play. If they can't figure out a way to get into the W column and start winning games, the more he loses, the worse this gets. It becomes a mountain.
He is at the podium right now, by the way.
Is he?
Yes. Urban Meyer on why he didn't fly back home on the Jaguars plane. I thought at the time it was a chance for everybody to clear their head, including myself.
Yeah, well, he looked like he was.
Just get ready. These drop-ins on Twitter are going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, there'll be some great lines today on social media for sure.
So back to LSU for a second. Do you think Coach O's out? If they win 6 or 7,
you know the lay of the land in the SEC.
I do.
And oh, by the way, when you win a national, when they've had the taste for a while now, they like to win down there. It's kind of important to them, and they kind of want to just keep racking up national championships. And if it doesn't feel like it's going to happen again on his watch, because ever since they won it, it's gone the wrong direction. You think they're afraid?
No, but like, tell me the coaches that are, that would be their caliber that are going to be available, that, that they could have a realistic shot at. I mean, I don't see Fickell in the SEC.
That has never scared anybody away, just so you know.
No, I know, but I mean,
there's never been a team, especially in the SEC, says, I think we're just going to hold on because I don't think we can find somebody better. That's not their mentality. Their mentality is, this is not working. We don't care. The next one will be better. That's their mentality. It's never, I don't know. Let's throw out some names, and I'm not sure they're better than what we've got. That's never the mentality. The mentality is, this isn't working. It's got to end now. And whoever we bring in, it's got to be better. And they've already convinced themselves it's going to be better. It doesn't matter what we
Okay,
think.
That's fine. So who's going to be better?
I don't know. Like, they'd have to get in a room and they'll have a list of names.
Like, is Hugh Freeze, is his name going to be on that list?
Like, do you think it will be? I do.
I think.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
From a strictly coaching football standpoint, I think it should be. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I thought he would have left Liberty after last year.
Chase,
I thought he'd already
look
be
at
back.
Their basketball program. You think they give a damn about what Hugh Freeze has done at Ole Miss?
It's a very good point.
He's still he's still their basketball coach.
He is.
You know him.
I do.
You guys went to high school together.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll be at the high school reunion this
week. Do you think that they're really going to be like, hey, I know, you know, all this other stuff with our basketball, but we've just looked the other way. But by God, we've got standards for football.
Well,
I'm just telling you, we're going to do things the right way when it comes to football. Give me a break.
Okay. All right. That's a fair argument.
So, yes, he's on the list.
So who else? Who else would be on the list? Well, realistically.
That's a pretty good start, isn't it?
That's a good start. I mean, Jimbo's name is always going to come up just because I think it's always going to come up.
Okay,
when
but
it comes
let me
to that job,
let me just throw this out there, and I want you guys to try to hold your laughter, okay? Just try to hold your laughter because I know in the past this would be a very laughable moment for the show because anytime you would suggest we're not hiring a coach from there at LSU. If Kentucky beats LSU this weekend, they're going to be 6-0. That's going to be the first time they've been 6-0 since 1950. Do you know who their coach was in 1950?
Bear Bryant.
He had a nickname. They called him the Bear.
Yep.
Paul Bear Bryant was the coach. I know. It's a coach at Kentucky, and it's football.
They hired the coach from Vanderbilt.
Well, that's true. At what point does Mark Stoops start getting looked from bigger schools?
I think that's a very good
What
name.
More does he have to do? I'll admit, I wasn't impressed with him early on, but he is I've obviously changed my tune. The guy can recruit. They are getting guys in there that can play at the next level. They are recruiting their butts off, and it is hard at Kentucky. Well, let me tell you something. You think it's hard down there? You think LSU can bring in better talent than what he's getting at Kentucky? If he's having the success at a job that everybody has deemed is extremely tough and almost impossible to succeed year in and year out, and he's been doing it better than most, if not any, he really has. He's been there, what, 8 years?
Yep.
If he goes 6-0 and beats LSU, wouldn't Mark Stoops be on your list?
I think that's a very good name. I'll give you another one.
He's going to be on some lists.
There's another one, a coach in the West, that I think his name will come up. The Lane Train. I think Lane's name will come up.
Of course he will.
I think Gus Malzahn's name could come up. Maybe the stock's lower on him now, but I could see him showing up again.
Lane Kiffin? Yeah. So you're telling me if they don't believe Ed Orgeron is the guy anymore, and we just named Hugh Freeze, Mark Stoops, and Lane Kiffin, you don't think that would give them cause to be like, hell yeah, move on, let's go? You think they're gonna be like, I don't know, maybe Orgeron's better than those three?
I think it all depends on how much the national championship buys you. Now,
I don't think they Chizik care about
was Chizik was well Chizik was out after what two years?
2 years, I think.
So
we know Auburn doesn't care. They've done it twice. They've moved on pretty quickly.
Yep.
Right after getting to a national championship game, that doesn't buy you much time in the SEC. You think LSU's any different than Auburn?
I think Orgeron is pretty beloved though. In general.
I think he's beloved when they're winning. Do you think he's beloved right now?
I mean, that's his his place. He is there. That's worth something.
He is Louisiana. I mean,
he speaks their language for sure.
Go Tigers.
He eats their food.
So you guys were saying if they win 6 or 7. So I think there's a little bit of buy time if it's that. Now,
Which, by the way, is very realistic.
Oh, yeah. But
6-6?
But if it completely collapses and they win 4, that might be another
Willie
story.
6-6 probably feels like a collapse down there when you're coming off a 5-5 season. I don't think they're looking for 500 seasons back to back.
I mean,
that doesn't sit very well.
I don't think they're beating Kentucky. Florida,
they're not beating Florida.
I think that's more of a.
They're only a 3-point underdog to Kentucky. So yeah, I don't know if it's a colossal upset if they beat Kentucky. This is an unfamiliar territory for Kentucky to have a game in the spot like that. and a spotlight favored. Like this. Yeah.
Yes.
I put Florida in Baton Rouge as more of a toss-up than I do they're not beating Florida. At Ole Miss, I think Ole Miss is better. They're not beating Bama. They could beat Arkansas. ULM is a win, and Texas A&M is probably a toss-up. It's in Baton Rouge as well.
There are a lot of swing games there.
Yep.
There's a lot of swing games. They're not going to win them all, but they could probably win a few of them.
Right. I mean, if we – I mean, no offense, but, I mean, if it was Missouri and Vanderbilt and South Carolina, like we would say, okay, there's probably three – you know, those are three wins probably for them. I mean, there's not a whole lot of stacking up W's.
Well, that's also something that should be accounted for, is that is a pretty tough schedule.
Oh, it's a there's no
it's
doubt.
It's a pretty tough schedule.
Once again, I don't think they factor that in. Like, okay, let's give them a break.
But, I mean, they barely
they're
beat used to Mississippi
that.
State.
They're in the SEC West. They're used to tough schedules. That's what it is. That's life in the SEC West, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like they haven't been accustomed to a tough schedule. I don't know. I think they would absolutely move on. And I think those guys would be – I think those are fair names to put on the list. I think they'll be on the list. I do.
Yeah, I just –
I'm still blown away by the whole feeling the need to re-up Jimbo Fisher out of the fear that LSU might come open and maybe they'll go after Jimbo. I just
– It is. It's dumb.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It is.
I don't get it.
Why these schools
Ooh,
feel
we
the
can't
need
lose him to LSU
to do
what
that?
Happened?
Why?
I don't know.
Not the guy that invented the game of football. He's
well,
a good coach.
It's probably because Jimmy Sexton represents
well,
all
of course
them,
he
so
does.
He just plays the game.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't even answer his phone call. It's like we already gave you the big contract.
What
and
do you
locked
want,
it
Jimmy?
In. We gave you a guaranteed long term deal where there's nothing to talk about. Not even
but
answering
I mean,
the phone.
And
I
if,
say,
they, if they lose a few more games, there's going to be a faction of people that want him out anyway.
Right.
It's such a double-edged sword. It's like this, we can't lose our, we can't let anybody steal our coach. But, hey, we might want to fire this coach if he loses the next couple
So
weeks.
Let's tack on more money so than we'll have to pay.
Yeah, it's just it's
But
just
it's crazy. Why Jimmy Sexton looks like a genius, because he does. He plays the system against itself, and
he's a master at it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
I mean,
you love
exactly
to know what he says to them to get them to bite that
I don't know,
apple.
Guys. You know, maybe you need an extension.
I'd love
like
to know.
He's got a magical touch or something.
I don't think that's a sell. I think it's like, hey, I just got off the phone with LSU guys. They keep talking about Jimbo.
I don't know. I just want to let you guys know. I
Have
just want to be up front with you guys.
No, I think all you do
going
is
going
be transparent.
Baton Rouge? Are they getting rid of Ed? What's going on?
I mean,
on?
They might lose the next couple. That job could come open. I'm not sure.
I could just see Jimmy Sexton being at some sort of fundraiser and just like nonchalantly mentioning that to the AD of like, oh yeah, you know, I was in Baton Rouge this week. For what? Oh, you know, just talking, just hanging out, checking on Ed.
It's weird. Jim got brought up. Jimbo
yeah,
got
Jimbo,
brought up.
They asked how Jimbo was doing.
It's weird. But anyway, so how you guys doing? What's new? Well, you just
the
lost
kids?
To Auburn, first time since 1999 at home. Oh, okay.
It's rough.
Yeah, maybe that's his pitch. I don't know. All right, we'll come back. We'll switch gears. We'll talk about the Titans with Terry McCormick. But first, Willie, you're going to tell everybody about Lee Company.
Lee Company, back once again for another season. They're a proud sponsor of the Nashville Predators. And, of course, when you start going down to Smashville, and yes, isn't it nice that we're all going down to Smashville? Again, opening day coming up next week against Seattle. You'll see the Lee Company display. They've been supporting the Predators for a long time. They've got the home maintenance plan that I love telling you about at this time of the year. October, leaves start changing. Pretty soon you're going to start using that heating unit. Maybe you haven't had it checked in a good while. If that's the case, it's a great reason to strike up a conversation with the folks at Lee Company, because they can come out, get that heating unit checked for you. And while you're at it, look into making that yearly investment in your home, the home maintenance plan. You get the four annual checkups, heating, cooling, plumbing, electric. Small monthly fee, and in exchange for that, you get discounts on any repairs that need to get done. Lee Company is the place. Go to leecompany.com or give them a call at 615-567-1000. That's 615-567-1000. Or go to LeeCompany.com. Lee Company, proud sponsor, Nashville Predators.
R-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.